And the first one I want to mention is about a very, very special dog. We can say that. Looking for a home. And right now, he's in the care of the Valley Veterinary Hospital here in Fargo. And joining us right now is our own Vet Is In, Doreen Winning. Dr. Doreen Winning, thank you for joining us tonight here on KFGO.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob. This is such a special case, and I'm glad you are able to take the time to talk about Jasmine.
I got the note, and I look at this beautiful dog. Is it a lab? Can we call it that?
She is. Yeah, she's a lab cross, and she's very sleek and slender, and she is about 40 pounds.
Now, how did Jasmine come into your possession?
Jasmine came into the clinic because she had a medical problem, and she was urinating blood. And so we determined that she had stones in her bladder. In fact, she had so many stones you could feel them. I didn't need x-rays necessarily to feel that she had, or to tell that she had stones in her bladder. So I took her. The owners, unfortunately, weren't able to care for her. Very, very sweet owners, but they just, you know, weren't able to do the surgery and give her the proper care. And she is an older dog. So basically what happened is they gave her up and she has a chance at life yet. And so we performed surgery. We took out a bunch of bladder stones and she's alive and well and doing great.
Now, is this a before or after picture?
That's an after, if you can believe it. Once she got out of surgery, she was doing so well. I mean, it was just like she was a different dog. She wasn't quiet. She was like saying thank you. I feel so much better for getting those stones out.
Hey, by the way, folks, if you want to take a look at Jasmine, you can do so. Go to Facebook and type in the Valley Veterinary Hospital. There's a picture of Jasmine right there. And I'm guessing she's pure white or a little bit of golden in there, too?
She is white, and she's beautiful. She's got a sleek, trim face. We think she probably has a little bit of whippet in her. And once you look at her eyes, that was what did it to me. I'm like, I cannot euthanize this dog. I mean, you look into her eyes, and she's just a sweetheart. I think, you know, if the right person got her, she could be trained easily as a therapy dog because she's so easygoing. She's just a sweetie.
ESP, doc, because that's the exact same thing I was going to say next, was those eyes of hers are just, you can't take your eyes off of them.
I know. Yeah. That's what did it for me.
Now, do we know a background? I mean, did this come from, you obviously said you knew the owners, but did the owners have, like, children? Is it playful around the house?
You know, one of our techs has been taking care of her, and she has children of her own, and Jasmine does very well with kids.
Okay. And for a lab now, you have to forgive me, but is the normal age, I mean, can we see probably, what, to 12 to 13 to 14 years somewhere
exactly.
in there?
Exactly. And she doesn't act, even though I call her a gentle soul. I mean, she's not rambunctious like young labs are. She won't jump up on you. She's very well-mannered. So she is actually the perfect dog. She is absolutely perfect in that sense, behavior-wise. And so, yeah, she's got more good years ahead of her.
And by the way, at 9 years age, she is house-trained.
She is house-trained, yeah.
I mean, face it, 9 years, obviously.
Yeah.
It took Scott and I longer than that to learn how, never mind. So if people are interested in adopting her, maybe they would like to see her, you know, and just meet her, what's the best thing to do?
They can call Valley Veterinary Hospital at 232-3391.
All right. And once again, folks, if you go to Facebook, go to Valley Veterinary Hospital, you'll be able to see a picture there. And right there, she's looking right at the camera, and you'll see it says, adopt me right there.
Yeah, save me.
Also, by the way, this shows you what kind of people are at Valley Veterinary Hospital, because I understand that you have been, as you mentioned, rotating, taking the home dog home until somebody has found as an owner?
Exactly. Yep. So there was somebody, one of our technicians took her home over the weekend, and now the weeknights, no. In fact, the employees begged me, you know, can we keep her as a clinic dog? And I'm like, you know, it just wouldn't be the best situation for her having to live in a kennel. And so she needs a home with a backyard and somebody to take her for walks every day. So, but yeah, the employees have been taking her home because they like her so much. And they are smitten with her as well.
I just want to make sure the folks know again, there will be some special needs as far as diet, right?
There will. She needs, dogs that have stones or have head stones in their bladder need a lifelong prescription diet. And so that's where, you know, along with her age, that's where people hesitate, because this is something that, you know, will be a special need for her. You can't just go to the grocery store and pick up dog food anymore for this dog. And so it's the cost, you know, there's cost involved with prescription diets. She's an older dog, so you're going to have healthcare things that come up, like she needs her teeth cleaned. So anybody that's had an older dog before is probably aware of the needs of a senior dog.
Well, folks, 232-3391, that is the number to dial tomorrow. And I want to see, I want, Doctor, next time I talk to you, I want to hear that the phones rang off the hook tomorrow, okay?
Oh, I hope so. She really needs a home.
Let's get, and if I could have a dog where I live, I would love to bring that little girl home. I really would.
I'll remember that, Bob.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much, Bob.
And by the way, happy belated birthday. I heard you had a birthday last week.
Yeah.